Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm just excited and stirred in my spirit to share the message that I've been doing this week entitled Growing into Maturity. And just a brief review, we were looking at what God's plan for the human race was. He desired fellowship, and He had that when He created Adam and Eve and set them in a garden. They were perfect, they were righteous, they had daily fellowship with the Lord, but sin destroyed that relationship. But all hope was not gone or lost. He told them that a Redeemer, the seed of the woman, would come to crush the head of the serpent. They would be restored, and that seed of the woman is Jesus, who was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered and died to redeem man unto Himself. Whomsoever will would trust in the Lord. He's calling men to drink freely of the waters of life, and that's what's happening in the times in which we're living, that He's extending His kingdom through the saving of souls. They're becoming members of His body, and then once in His body, and those of you who are saved and listening, that God has, from the moment of your accepting Jesus, He was beginning a work in you of coming into spiritual maturity. And it says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 that we all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ at the end of our life, that each may be recompensed for the deeds in His body. Not our sins, because they are washed and cleansed from us by the blood of Jesus, but what is He going to judge? The good things that we have done for the Lord, the responsibilities He has given us. And the Lord brings us into maturity, just like a natural child comes into maturity, as they a baby or a toddler doesn't have responsibility except to do the things that respond to the parents, but as they grow, they are given responsibilities, and that's how maturity is developed. We have responsibility as we grow in our life with people, with relationships, with our personal talents, with our tasks and work responsibilities, and this is how we can learn the importance of being responsible and developing those giftings that God has placed within us. And the measure of maturity is how we care for what God has entrusted to us. I had shared on yesterday's broadcast that parable in Luke, the 19th chapter. I won't read it, but it's a parable on responsibility and increase. And those that had been given a certain quantity of talents, if you will, he was using the financial realm, that the two good servants were able to double the talents they had been given, different amounts, but they doubled them. But there was one that hid the talent, and he called him a wicked servant, because he said, you should have at least put it in the bank that I could have had interest. So if you haven't read it recently, it's Luke 19, 12 through 27. So as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I wanted you to understand that there's at least five areas, I'll share five with you, that we have to answer to the Lord about how faithful we have been in our stewardship of the things that He has given us. One is our physical bodies. Now, the Lord controls our natural growth from a child to maturity, but there's a stern passage found in 1 Corinthians 3:17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God, your physical body, is holy, which temple ye are. And there's much information in medicine and science on the things that are important to that pertain to health. So we have that responsibility to the amount that God has enabled us in terms of our situation and finances to do the best we can. That's all God is expecting. And then the inner man of the heart, that what is that? That's our what goes on inside, the spirit man, if you will, our conscience, our thoughts, the attitudes we have. And God wants us to be fashioned according to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'd like to share something with you. I shared in the opening, I think the opening day on a Monday, about God's plan for us, that in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, God gave the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, and God has a purpose, number one, to bring us that we come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. And secondly, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So what does that look like? Well, the Lord does not leave us in ignorance. The ways we will develop into being like Jesus, the person, the character he had, it's found in Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 22, starting at that, and it's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me read that. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's an amazing statement. Why? Because that's exactly how Jesus was. He was perfect and without sin. And if we could manage to achieve all the fruit of the Spirit in 100% every day, I think that would be close to perfect living. However, while we have that commandment, it's no easy thing to always measure up to the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we can have that at all times. And Jesus went through all the difficulties, the trials, the temptations, and he never sinned. He was perfectly obedient to the Father, but he learned obedience, the scripture says, by the things he suffered. And I guess that's the same applies to us. What's good for the master is good for the servant, that we learn obedience by the things that we suffer and go through, the trials, the difficulties, and going through that we can still have the nine fruit of the Spirit. And then we know that we are making progress in our relationship with the Lord and are growing into maturity. So we have accountability. We're looking at metrons of accountability. One, our physical bodies. Two, the inner man of the heart. And then thirdly, in relationships, no man is an island to himself. We all have relationships, no matter what season of our life, no matter what our circumstances are. Unless you are marooned alone on an island somewhere, you have relationships. And so the care, the development, and the stewardship of God-ordained relationships is so important. The first important relationship we have, of course, is that of our relationship to the Lord. And then we have responsibility for ourselves, the inner man of the heart. We have to look diligently and work out our salvation, if you will, with fear and trembling. No, we can't answer for anyone else. When we stand before the Lord, we have one responsibility, and that is to give an account of what our life has been, what we have accomplished for Him, what use we made of the abilities, the circumstances, the talents that he gave us. And so there's the Lord, there's ourself, and then because we have to be in a good place on a personal level, and then it extends to all of our relationships, our family, our loved ones, our spouse, our children, our work relationships, our social relationships, neighbors, our church family. God wants us to understand that we have a responsibility to develop and maintain in a godly way those relationships that He has put in our lives. Sometimes, I just feel to say, there's relationships that sometimes we need to step away from in His plan. And they were a learning experience, but that's something that's between you and the Lord, and you alone are responsible before the Lord as to how He would have you respond in that situation. In fact, there's a couple people listening to me right now. You've had some issues in a relationship, and the Lord is wanting you to seek Him. He will give you His wisdom and the practical ways to proceed in terms of conversation. He will let you know if it needs to be pursued or whether it is a matter of just cutting it off. Not that you do it with anger or hatred, but sometimes that is what the Lord would ask of us. And so I'm going to read something very important. This is something Jesus had to be concerned about. Believe that or not, Jesus made it a major issue as He reported back to His Father, recorded in the 17th chapter of John. This was, you know, before He suffered and died. Let me read those few verses. John 17 and verse 6. I have manifested Thy name, He's in prayer, speaking to the Father, unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them to me, and they have kept Thy word. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest me, and they have received them, and they have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou didst send me. And then finally in verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to Thee. Holy Father, keep Thou through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. His whole prayer, beloved, is a report about His relationships and His stewardship of them. That's something really important to consider, that He, in His final prayer, He was reporting back to the Lord about what He had done in His life. Did the Father not know? Of course He knew. He was obeying the Father. But it shows the importance of how we treat the responsibilities God has given us, our physical bodies, our spirit man, the inner man of the heart, and our relationships. Well, there's still more to share, and I'll begin to do that tomorrow. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information till tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,